Shalom and Boker Tov. So glad to be with you this morning. I am at our church. We are at our church in Collinsville, and we are right in the middle of a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful 3BI Bible class, which will be available, and oh my goodness, you're going to need to take it. The subject is the Bible, the story of the glory. And we've absolutely been having a manifestation of the presence of God among us. I'm so glad to have Max's wife is with us. And of course, his Jewish cousin, bless the Lord, Kathy. But we've got 150 people here having a wonderful time. And since our classes are throughout the day, we'll have a different time for the prayer call this afternoon. The afternoon prayer call will be at 2 o'clock. Somebody tried to call in to me. I'm going to silence my phone. There we go. Afternoon prayer call will be at 2 o'clock Central Time. So that's going to be 2 hours later than when we normally have it. What we're going to do is we'll be starting our class a little late this morning because of the prayer call. Then we're just going to run right on through the lunch hour, and then we're going to have our prayer call and then dismiss after the prayer call. So, again, one more time, 2 o'clock Central this afternoon. So adjust that to wherever you live that the prayer call will be. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Good morning, Miss Willie. Yes, I am here. Praise the Lord.
Well, we're so thankful to have your lovely wife with us and Kathy, and we've been having a wonderful time, Brother Max. Wish you were here, but I know you need to be with your church.
Yes, amen. Yeah, I heard they've been telling me about the class on first day, especially the second day yesterday, just the teaching on the glory, and Quinn and
it's
Kathy.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And you know, Brother Max and everybody who's on this line, the Lord talked to us. Our afternoon call last Wednesday noon was all about the glory and about the change. Now, I have known since the Lord's been talking to us about the change that one of the biggest things in the change is inside us, from glory to glory. But we've been studying about the glory in the Old Testament and when it would manifest. You could see it as a pillar of fire or a pillar of cloud. And then how the Israelites followed the cloud. When the cloud moved, they moved. And when the cloud stopped, they encamped. Well, that just absolutely brought to life what the Lord said last Wednesday to us. He said, "Have you experienced the glory of God? Then set up your camp right now in this place to magnificent experience of encountering God and His glory." He was literally telling us to encamp where the glory is. And that's what our class is about. So it's just been wonderful. And I want to get right into the prayer today because I have to finish getting ready for this morning. Looking forward to our class. I wish you were here, every one of you. And then when the 3BI class comes on the glory, when it gets all ready, I'll let you know, and then you can take it. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And Father, we just want to thank you and praise you and give you glory and give you glory and give you glory. And we want to thank you that we can do that. We want to thank you that you are the God and Father of glory, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. And thank you for talking to us about Christ in you, the hope of glory, and how you change us from one degree to another to be filled with the glory of God. Oh, Lord, you have great plans and purpose for the body of Christ, the church. And, Father, we just thank you for our part in it, our part in this prayer, Lord. I want to personally thank you for last Wednesday's prayer, the afternoon prayer. Ahora masito lo cumbre. I really have to say it in tongues. Kafrika di on di limania, andi li koko brekatikalai, ajo de gohoro kongara kataha shaktia, kafrika de gohole kapa, ime ni kuala kora bidaka, yano no nombri, ije ni kora katari, ya tonto de godo ije cha, ishanto to koho jekia de gohoro koto ije cha, to de goho shaktia, I kafra koto koho le kapa kala kaya na kongolo kope katai. I jene me twa shato balati fra koto ko onje. I ne kwara katai ya tom fra koto koto ho shete. I sata la kaha alo kompre koto ko freke te kapa kanya na kore katali kompra. I jene me twa shkoto ombre kate kafra la ki tolo kope kate kaya na kanga. Kabido gohoro kopri kate kahala kito koko komba. Mi toro manakaya mana koro koto chedi kwa. Mi toro manakaya na kohoro kopa kalakai. Mi kibede goho shantele kahala kapito. I kala kakaro konje ne kohoro koto shkatambri kate kalakaka kalako kabri kale kanye. I mini kwashua. Ishadoro kodore kapili kongobri kala kanyangde te kakambrate. Kifra kodoho je le katai ata kohora kambi koto kopa. Minyo no kora kalitai ana kohala kabri kate kahashandye. Isha toto koho je tata kohoro kopali kangangke. Kifra kodoro kohore kebre ishanto ishanto ishanto. Mi twash kotori apa. Mi kwa kalakanga, mi kwa kakalito, maholete elebai ason tene korokotashke, kibili dunjwa tele kongorokyo tele kotono kotoshka, kile kaya no korokoton tene kotoshka dabrika te kalai, mancho no korokopitia, ipalotoro kotiam toro kotoeshepa, Isha toro kore aka, nyene kore koto, brika de gala kapra, tiano kodoshke. Isha na mara kata, nyene kore kata, nyene kodo hoda kapra, tiano kodo do kopra, tiano kodo kopala kaka. Merion doshka, merion doshka, mangara katia toro kodo sepe. Mili tuho shuaro, to shonda le kabalito. Mika, nyene kore kobra, kari antara kaka. Kebro godosh wa sankoro kotebre ke digadashke ke mene kwala ka kene koro ka di ajantele kokopre eveli dwa shana koro ka di angoro godoy shek chatoro godosh shakchekte makoro godambra ikala ka hala kanganga ala ka ka pe kala godoy shek chendoro godoy shakchakto Kifra gada goho le kambra kyara gadla shakte. Ishire matwa shokto toro go e shakja. Kifra kuduru ku brek ya frang yara kotoshka tambra kata katashka tanje. Kebele hila ka mantra na kodo e shakjata. Mikwa shantoro kutobri kata kohopa. Ile te liandoro kodo e she bele kata manakala katanya. Kala kada kada andara godo ishe kya andara godo ishe kya brika te kada hashante. Kabrika te kahala kaya na kahala kapra. Nikolo kohoro kotonche de koho shankya na godo ishe kchakta. Isha toro goho shankya na godo ishe kchakta. Yak toro godo ishankya na godo ishe kchakta. Toro godo shkatampra kada goho lak. Ibili twash kotombre kato kofre. Ijene matwa ashantoro koto eshaktya. Kafra kate kuhuli kombre tiene kodo hushaktya. Kapri kate kahalai. Kahala kongara kadahala kaka. Akara kodele kongara kati. Ijene kombra fra kate kuhuli kambai. Ele boradinho no coro manai, ala cara catianta da cotosca. kisha toro gondjong toro gotong toro goto ojetiata e che fra lo compre pelitania ne coro gota baracatina. I dudu du juato na coro manico, i di cavra gadogni ni qua, ashtante le coro capitio, mege la canga halaila, alle gambresco ton cerno, meglio, meglio, meglio. Oh, passico, passico. Shalomatora. Shalomatora venga, malodobre, la caia ne qua. I se di gotu herskoton, se di gotu oskata prika te katai. Herskoton prika te kohole ka braktia. Isha te kohole ka braktia, te koho shaktia, te koto ho shangchete. Sebra to ho shangchang, dora goto ho shangchia, te koho shangchia. Ikala koko prika te kahalakaya. Kunga ka, kanga na kodohi shekje, na kodohi shakje, na kodohi shakje ete. Iwili dwash wan te hara mai, makoro kodobri ka te kafra. Iwela donye ni kwa la kodosh kodobri ka te kodohi shenje, na kodosh ka. Kabi ka te na ka hara kaya na koro kandi afta. Iwili dwash war donye ni kwa la koro kodobri ka te kafra, te kohonjero, i jana motua, ka la kokabi, ka la kokanye ni koro kodobri ka ele vela hura, ma tio na mocheke. Oh, scotebre. Pro scotebre, prego. Mandi una chita. Mandi una chita fra la cai. E gelle go do ho sciacchia na comoro go to scatam prica do go ho sciacchia di go to ho sciacchia. Avrei cotto hoshe, la cotaia, la cotta copra. Bon dia vecchio, la carca dietro, la cotta e sciantietto, la cotta scatambre, catacatafra. Cabri cotto tuagna, la coro cotte, scatancia, la cotta, scatancia, la cotta, scatambre, catacatafra. Co badia nora mai, mangolo go braccia. Kia le ka riana ka hala ki ni ane ka la ka kai ane ka la ka hai ane na na hai ane hai ane na ya na ya na 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 ya hai ane ko ka la ti ka ka bito ko ka ka bito ko bali ka di ane na no pri ka te ta fa Je ne me tue di on to, bele ka frakte o ne kora kaya, ne kora kodenye, ne kora kana le katiaka. I se te du hushua, ma shkoto me ka te ka fra, pele danya, pele danya. I ka la koko pa, ka la ka ka, e nye ni ka la kaya, ta kote kwa hushekte. I ka la ka fra, mutianto, Molti anto frega la caia na covola ca braccia na cadasca. Che braccato coho le ca. Bredu shuata no cora. Bele compra fracotece. Mi svancio no cobre e je ne coracchia nonga. E du shuata no coro coto per la cacaia na ca, ca la cacacaia. E se di cala cocopre, cala con gombre, che te ca franca la godosche de braqua. E le d'orianto, tutto coho gettiata, te coho la cobraccia. Migno no coro mannacaia, na caia d'ora godasca d'avra capigno. Cocococoba, a gianto ro godoisce, a cionto ro godoisce, a cette. Ti brago gabra ganga ragadagna ne cora contesi che del suale contore cantagna ne cora cantaia ne cora cantasca. E se di cato cora cati. Che bella cora cantaia ne cora contosca da pracata cahalai. Et j'ai des gombroivres du joie, les coromanicales, la caille nos corocodos de apigno, nos corocopas, et j'ai te corocodiandorgo, avec la quibra, calequinia, nos corocodonia. Il dit joie, nos coromai. Il dit galé, l'érica, oh, belataille, oh, belataille, fracogne, n'est quoi, et j'ai des calacombriquetas, cafricagnon, n'est pas caille. Africagnole ne me ne canga. Je dico schwa, cafracoto cojole capigno, menia, lelelondia. Oh, sapito, sapito, sapito. Che fracoto cojo shenge, cafracoto cojo shangchakto, acacalete. E sotto prakataka hashanke. Pere koko koko kopa. Kangaru koto hesha chete. Isha toro kontiun toro koho shang chete. Kele kahala prateba. Lo, manye nika vea. Don't be afraid. Be joale toro manai. Aš gudon žėl, janakai. Aš kututu duguba, eke lekai janakoro katinia, agali gabra gobre, kade gondobre, kade gondosh, kade kajandar gudo hešakčiakta. Hešato, hešato, hešato. Kavri kade gole kembret, janakole, tito duguhu šakta, janakotambre. Mitvaš kotombre, kade kotak. E che fracotò pa, me li tuba la caia na coro cotacce. I giando le coro scendi ne catasca. I giando le coro co debri che te galai la halai la halai la. Ufa benio nuva. E badoniero cotange de cotosca. Bangoro cotosca. Ali kakai, ane kohar kata preke de koto ho shakti, de koto ho shakti. Ika la ka frak toro koto chente, de koto ho shakti. Miga la ka frai, miga la ka kakalani, ane kohar ko debra. I ba pro frate, nyano. I bra fro kombrers kotonje. Li du dwa la matope le kai. Angale go prihi frak tio no kocere go to vishak tia da kotoshka. Tele go to vishak tia da. Mala go prek tia da ka da vishak tia. Ibele he tia masho te. Ivelehita makora mananga. Ashkoto brakete fre. Idigu bua brogo danje, idigu doshka dambre katagalaila. Meshko dobre katakaha laila. Machote, machote. Ivelidu duchuashe ta yanonia. Igibili qua rudo do ishwa, te de go braccia da combre che te gadaia. Mecca la caia. Mecca la caia nango, o bella taia nanga, a bello tobra kataka fra. E je ne menuero dobre de gaia nonga, patakoho le cambiglio no coro kodosha de le ko occe. Cap! Capignona, capignona via, capignona via, mango, mahalito, mahalito, mahalito. Oh, scialatina, co. Oh, sebratina. Sebratina mia, nacco, la capallita, no, co, frappita, vieni qua, scende di nulla, mannaggia. Oh, shabita, pai, patinia. Ehi, tiak, tu, Maske ne manu kurma le kaya na koka kala ina. Mungu no kubra. Isha. Oh, shatala katai. Mungu no kubroshka tabre. Kafrika na gondi ana na kubre kudigalai. Ishantora manakai. Ishantora, ishantora, ishantora. Raso kalita aishu lor. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you and thank you and thank you and praise you and praise you and thank you and thank you and praise you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God, lover of my soul. Praise your name of me. Please take control. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just can't stop praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Are you there, Brother Max? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
Thank
glory
you.
to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord. First statement here. You know that you are under my leadership. You know that you are under my leadership. The king
yes.
Ideally, okay. The king ideally a shepherd. A shepherd of his people.
Oh.
A shepherd of his people. Leading them in faithfulness to his covenant. Okay, I'll read it again. First statement. You know that you are under my leadership, the king, ideally, a shepherd of his people, leading them in faithfulness to his covenant.
Wonderful.
That's the first statement.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Then the Lord gave us 2 Samuel 5:2. 2 Samuel 5:2. Exodus, the book of Exodus 3, chapter 3, verse 1. Exodus 3:1. Next statement. Let me see here. Okay, this one is underlined. The statement I'm going to read is underlined, all of it. And it read like this. Rise up in this day Yeah. Rise up in this day. Go upright. Go upright. And skillful, S-K-I-L-L-F-U-L.
Skillful. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go skillful. Upright and skillful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Rise up in this day. Go upright and skillful. I am your shepherd. I am your shepherd. In this prayer, I am your shepherd in this prayer. With my servant, prophet, and friend. With my servant, prophet, and friend. The good guide to my people. The good guide to my people. Walk in it. Walk in it. Okay, I'll read it again. The statement is all underlined.
Oh, starting with rise up?
Yeah, all of it. It's all underlined.
Mm-hmm.
Rise up in this day. Go upright and skillful. Go upright and skillful. I am your shepherd. I am your shepherd in this prayer. With my servant prophet and friend. The good guide to my people. Walk in it.
He is the good guide. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. All right. Next scripture here. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Isaiah 30:21. John 14:26. John 14:26. Okay. Next statement here. You will understand fully. Yeah, you will understand fully. F-U-L-L-Y, fully. After, oh, the cross. You will understand fully after the cross, which service all my disciples, which service all my disciples as a model. Yeah, a model. A-M-O-D-E-L, as a model for you. That's a statement. I'll read it again. You will understand fully after the cross, which service all my disciples as a model for you.
That word service, is it S-E-R-V-I-C-E?
S-E-R-V, yeah.
I-C-E?
No, it's S-E-R-V-E-S.
That's what I thought. Serves.
Yeah. Oh, serves.
Serves. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Serves as a model. Yeah.
Okay. Serves as a model. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next scripture here. Acts 20:28.
John 13, 13 through 17. Yeah, John 13.
So that's
13.
John chapter 13, and then verses 13 through 17?
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next statement here. The unity of the church, just as one. The unity of the church just as one. Your body is one. Your body is one. With many members. Your body is one with many members. The church is united of many. The church is united of many on the theme. T-H-E-M-E, on the theme of Christ. Okay, I'll read it again. The unity of the church, just as one. Your body is one, with many members. The church is united of many on the theme of Christ. That is the statement. I believe you got that, Miss Billy.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The unity of the church, just as one, your body is one with many members. The church is united of many on the theme of Christ.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Then the Lord gave us Romans 12, verses 3 through 8. Romans 12, verse 3 through 8. Ephesians 4, 4. Ephesians 4:4. Okay, let me see here. This is underlined. Okay, this statement is underlined, all of it. The one I'm going to read is underlined. And it read like this. Ask me according to my will. Ask me according to my will. Discover my secret plans. Discover my secret plans for your future. For your future. It called my hidden.
Mm-hmm.
It called my hidden will. Oh, yeah. It called
will,
my hidden will.
W-I-L-L.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
It called my hidden will and desire for you. And desire
Hallelujah.
For you. I'll read it again. Ask me according to my will. Discover my secret plans. Discover my secret plans for you, for your future. Discover my secret plans for your future. It called my hidden will and desire for you.
Max, is the first time you read that, I thought I heard the word and between will and discover? Is there the word and or not?
No, there is no and. Ask me according to my
to
will.
My will.
Discover.
Discover.
Discover myself.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. If I said and, I didn't
got
even
it.
Know it. But thank you for catching that. Okay. Let's see here. Ephesians 5:17. Ephesians 5:17. Matthew 6:10. Matthew 6:10. Deuteronomy 29:29. Okay. Next statement is underlined. Let's see. Oh, not. Huh. Beginning and end. Okay. So this part is underlined. Start with underline. The beginning of the statement. It read like this. Those who trust me for the right things. So this is the underlying part here. Those who trust me for the right things. Those who trust me for the right things. That was underlined. Now, non-underlined. The same statement. In the right way, can have confidence that I will supply every need, knowing that. Okay, after that is an underlined part. Let me read the non-underlined part again so we'll make sure that everybody write it down.
Yes, I'd like you to read everything up to now again, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everything up to now, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Underlined part. Those who trust me for the right things with an S. This is underlined. Non-underlined, same statement. In the right way. can have confidence that I will supply every need, knowing that. Now, underline part, same statement. I will work all things. I will work all things together for good. I will work all things together for good. Now, I'm going to read the whole statement one more time, again, all of it now. Underline part, those who trust me for the right things. Non-underline part, same statement. In the right way, can have confidence that I will supply every need, knowing that, underline part, I will work all things together for good. And that is the statement. Why it's underlined in the beginning and the end? That's what the Lord gave us. Okay. Next scripture here. Mark 14:1-4, verse 36. Mark 14:36. Romans 8:28. Here we go again. Romans 8:28 through 32. So Romans 8:28 through 32. Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19. Okay. Next statement. Read like this. This also leads to living. Oh, appropriate, pro, appropriate. Appropriate. Appropriate, right?
Yes. Appropriate.
Okay, appropriate. This also leads to living appropriate behavior. Behavior in unity.
Okay, now, could you begin again, please? I was writing out appropriate.
No, that's fine.
Give me a little bit.
I couldn't pronounce it too, but that's, God is good. This also leads to living appropriate behavior in unity and prayer to all sorts of people. That's the statement. I'll read it again. This also leads to living appropriate behavior in unity and prayer to all sorts, sorts within us of people. That is the statement.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. This statement is...
Let me see if I got that right.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
This also leads to living appropriate behavior in unity and prayer to all sorts of people.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, next statement is underlined, and it's really short here, but thank you, Lord. It reads like this. There is force, impact on this call. Wow. There is force.
Could you spell it, please?
F-O-R-C-E.
Okay.
There is force, impact on this call.
Hallelujah.
That's the statement that's underlined. There is force, impact on this call.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Where was I? Start thinking here. Praise the Lord. Okay. 1 Timothy 1:5. 1 Timothy 1:5. Another 1 Timothy. This one is 2. 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 8.
Okay.
1 Timothy 2, 1 through 8. Okay. Next statement. Sometimes, it reads like this. Sometimes, confession is needed. Sometimes confession is needed before healing. I'm sorry, I got distracted there. I need to stop thinking. Okay, I'll read it again. I'll start over here. Sometimes confession is needed before healing. Before healing can take a place. For healing can take a place. Therefore, pray for one another. Therefore, pray for one another. The rest of the statement is underlined. I am not limited. I am not limited. Okay, I'll read it again from the beginning to make sure that. So the end of it is underlined, but I'll bring that up. Sometimes confession is needed before healing can take a place. Therefore,
is there a, there's an A before place?
Before healing can take a place. No. Take
there's
a place.
No A.
Just no.
Take place.
No take, yeah.
Okay.
Take place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes confession is needed before healing can take place. Therefore, pray for one another. Underline part, I am not limited. I am not limited. Okay. Then the Lord give us James 5:14. James 5:14, 1-4. Trust in me. That's
praise God.
What we prayed for.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. The first statement is, you know that you are under my leadership. The king, ideally, is shepherd of his people, leading them in faithfulness to his covenant. 2 Samuel 5:2. Also, in time past, when Saul was king over us, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. And the Lord said to you, you shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over Israel. Now, this is at the anointing of David to be king. You know, I thought about it. This of course, is the Lord Jesus. But you could read it like this. The pastor, ideally, is a shepherd of his people, leading them in faithfulness to his covenant. Or you could say the president, ideally, is shepherd of his people. Because God's talking to a man here. He's talking to David. So a leader following our king leader, ideally, should be a shepherd of God's people, leading them in faithfulness to God's covenant.
Hmm.
Exodus 3:1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness, and came to Horeb, same as Sinai, the mountain of God. This is one of our scriptures we studied. So he's talking here, David led, Moses led. And where did Moses lead? He led the people to the mountain to meet with God, like he was told. All of this is underlined. Rise up in this day. Go upright and skillful. I am your shepherd in this prayer with my servant, prophet, and friend. The good guide to my people. Walk in it. 1 Corinthians 12:28. And God has appointed, and God has set some in the church. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues.
Hmm.
Those are the ministry gifts, the leaders that God has appointed and given gifts. Isaiah 30:21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. See, God's leading us. It's talking about being led. Hallelujah. John 14:26. But the Comforter, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you, led by the Spirit. It's talking about being led.
Yeah.
You will understand fully after the cross serves all my disciples as a model for you. you will understand fully after the cross which serves all my disciples as a model for you. Acts 20:28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. You know what he's talking to us about? Men who are leaders, pastors, kings, presidents. You lead your people to follow the covenant. You be faithful. And here he's talking to pastors particularly. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to feed, to care for the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
Mm.
Hallelujah. John 13:13-17. So we've been praying for leaders today. You call me master or teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do just as I have done to you. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither he that is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, happy and blessed are you if you do them.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Thank God he called a servant. That's what pleases him. A leader should be a servant as well. Hallelujah. The unity of the church, just as one, your body is one with many members, the church is united of many on the theme of Christ. Romans 12:3-8. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Wow.
Leaders are not to be thinking that they're not to think more highly of themselves than they ought to think. They'd be like Jesus. Be a servant. Ephesians 4:4. There's one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Ask me according to my will. Discover my secret plans for your future. It's called my hidden will and desire for you. That's exactly what we're going to be studying tomorrow in our seminar. God's
wow.
hidden plan, hidden in God. Ephesians 5:17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Deuteronomy 29:29. Oh, I know this one, the secret things. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, But the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law, of this Torah. The secret things belong to the Lord, but, oh, he's revealing some of them. And he just said to us that if we will ask according to his will, we can discover these secret plans. He'll reveal them. Okay, the next is underlined. Those who trust me for the right things, this is not underlined, in the right way, can have confidence that I will supply every need, knowing that, the rest is underlined, I will work all things together for good. Mark 14:36. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Romans 8, 28 through 32. And we know that all things work together for good. To them who love God, to them who are the called, according to his purpose. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This also leads to living appropriate behavior in unity and prayer to all sorts of people. And now underlined, there is force, impact on this call. 1 Timothy 1:5. Now the aim or the goal of our commandment is love out of a pure heart and a good conscience and a faith unfeigned. Now here it is in the New American, but the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. That's what we've been charged. Here it is in the Amplified. Whereas the object and purpose of our instruction and charge is love, which springs from a pure heart and a good, clear conscience and sincere, unfeigned faith. That's our charge from the Lord. 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 8. And here's a call to pray for the leaders. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, whereunto I, this is Paul, am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. The other translations, the last line says, I was appointed a preacher and apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Sometimes confession is needed before healing can take place. Therefore, pray for one another. And then underlined, I am not limited. Sometimes when you pray for people to be healed, there's something blocking it, and some sin, maybe unforgiveness, whatever, and they need to confess it. And that's what this scripture says, James 5. Confess it and be forgiven, and then get your healing. James 5, 14. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now I'm going to go on and read the rest of this passage because I know what it says and I think it fits right in. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power in its working. So if we went ahead and read the passage, it would tell us that when we come and if we have a sin, now don't be dragging up sins, but if there's something you need to confess, confess it and get your healing. And so the Lord says, trust in me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Brother, I'm going to try to get off the call this morning early and get around here and get ready. Do you have anything you need to say to the people? I know you're going to be meeting tonight, right?
Yeah, I will be meeting tonight at 6:30 at Your Soul of Heals. We'll be on YouTube and Facebook at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. But you know, Miss Billy, this is what really, the Lord is telling us, he wanted us to change. I believe this prayer call, he wanted us to change. The word is God. You know, his word is part of our prayer life. So we are to change. That's what I got from it. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And to be the servant leader.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A servant follower, a servant disciple. And that we can know his secret plans. If we ask him in the right way. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so we're going to be talking. That will be our theme for tomorrow. The hidden secrets, the hidden plans for the church and for us as believers. Amen. Yes, you're absolutely right, Brother Max. He wants us to change.
Yes.
But hallelujah, he said there's force and impact on this call. And then again, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 8, we got to pray for those leaders. And we did pray for them today.
Amen.
Pray for the leaders of our nation. Pray for the leaders, all the government leaders, right down to the town where you live, and your pastors. Oh, how important it is to pray for the... See, he named the ministry gifts today. Those are the leaders, apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, da-da-da-da. Pray for them. Because those leaders are to ideally lead as a shepherd of God's people, leading them in faithfulness to his covenant. Actually, ideally, that's the way the President of the United States should lead.
Yeah.
The King of England, back in the day. The King of wherever they have kings, whatever. But praise the Lord, these leaders and we are challenged today. We're going to be praying tomorrow concerning his secrets, his hidden will. Bless the Lord. And there will be no prayer at Prayer Mountain at noon today. No one will be out there. Everybody's down here. And including Brenda, who had a great part in the meeting yesterday in our praise God. Hallelujah. So 2:00, we will join again and lift our voices together. In prayer. Brother Hagin used to say, mix and mingle our voices together in prayer. 2:00 this afternoon. See you then. Bye-bye.
See you then. Shalom, shalom.